Jackson was in Milwaukee 2 weeks after a heavy rainstorm pushed more sewage into Lake Michigan and amid ongoing concerns about sewage overflows around the Great Lakes. Jackson says the EPA is working on a policy that would incorporate more green roofs, curbside vegetation, and other infrastructure to capture stormwater and meet requirements of the Clean Water Act. Jackson says the policy recognizes that many cities can't afford to fully separate sanitary and storm sewers.
You know, if we could engineer it from the beginning, we'd process them separately. We'd separate our sanitary sewer system from our stormwater. But older cities don't have that luxury, so we have to work with what we're given. But what we're learning is that stormwater is what happens when it rains. And what we really want to see happen to rainwater is have it go back into the ground, to reduce the amount of stormwater, so that when you reduce the amount of stormwater, you don't have as many overflows.
Some Wisconsin cities are already making use of green infrastructure to reduce stormwater. Water runoff. State DNR Secretary Matt Frank says it doesn't hurt to have more federal support of the idea.
To have the federal agencies looking at this in both in terms of their regulatory oversight and the funding that's available, I think is going to make a big difference in helping us with our efforts.
The greater interest in controlling stormwater comes as Republicans are trying to blame Democrats for several years of sewage overflows, though the overflows have also occurred during Republican administrations. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.